3 and 1400. Well, baseball on this Sunday afternoon with the left-hander Jake Miller out on the mound going through his warm-up tosses. The starting lineups that I gave you before are brought to you by, presented by Zero Day Brewing. Visit their tap room on 3rd Street in Harrisburg or get a zero-day draft during your next visit to FNB Field, which hopefully is Tuesday, the home opener. Well, Jake Miller last year pitched for three different teams, including Erie, one start at the end of the year, Lakeland, West Michigan, and Erie. And combining all three of those, he was 9-3 with a 1.85 ERA in 24 games. So Jake Miller is out on the mound. He is a top 20 prospect in the prospect-rich Detroit Tigers organization. So another tough one this afternoon for the Senators, for sure. They have had a rough go of it here. Some pretty strong Erie Seawolves pitching. Standing in at home plate is Dalen Lyle as we are set to begin today's ball game. A couple of minutes late. Jake Miller is out on the mound. He kicks and he delivers, and it's a swing and a miss, and our ball game is underway, and it looks like it's 138, and it is 37 degrees. And today's game time and temperature are presented by Jimmy Juice as the 0-1 pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. Canned cocktails, carbonated to perfection, dangerously good and available on your next trip to FNB Field. The 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, and the count now is 2 balls and 1 strike. Dalen is 1-for-8, though he has hit the ball better than that. The windup and the pitch is fouled off straight back, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2. A left-hander, a deep breath, exhales, and now delivers the 2-2, and it's lined to left for a base hit over the head of a leaping third baseman, Carlos Mendoza. And so Dalen Lyle goes down and takes that pitch to left field for a leadoff single. Senators haven't had a whole lot of success in putting their leadoff man on in the first two games, so that's a nice start for the Senators this afternoon. And here's Dante Williams. He went 1-for-4 in the game on Friday night, the opener. Miller out of the stretch, and he deals, and the fastball is in for a strike, and the count is 0-1. That pitch coming in at 92 miles per hour. No balls and one strike. Throw over to first, and Lyle is back in with a head-first dive. 317 down the left field line, 356 to center, 356 to left center, 400 to center field. No balls and a strike, and the 0-1 pitch. That misses down and away, and it's 1-1. 367 to right center, 328 down the right field line. Stone Garver is the home plate umpire. Elliot Melton is over at first, and Jalen Goodman is at third. One ball, one strike, nobody out, just underway, top of the first. Here's a double play ball hit to second. Anderson, 2 second for one. The relay to first is in time, and it's a double play. So after the leadoff single, a double play, and there are two outs. And here is Yo-Yo Morales. Morales, 0 for 7 in the first two games. So Miller gives up a hit, but then throws the double play ball as the first offering to Morales is in the dirt for a ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Carlos De La Cruz waits on deck. The 1-0 pitch is in at the knees, and the count is one ball and one strike. Not as much wind now as there was earlier, but it is cloudy as a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and the count is one ball, two strikes. Cloudy and overcast. It has more or less been cloudy and overcast since we arrived. The Senators have not done anything on the field these 3 days other than play. So their first opportunity for on-field batting practice come on Tuesday before the game. The windup and the 1-2, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and that ends the top half of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left. We head to the bottom of the first. The Senators don't score. Erie coming up here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the first inning. Senators did not score in the top of the first, and in the bottom of the first with Charlin Susana on the mound, Trey Cruz coming to the plate. Well, I'm excited. Now, Charlin will pitch next week at FNB Field, but he's as big as a pitching prospect as the first offering is low for a ball outside. It's probably the biggest pitching prospect to pitch on the island for the Senators since Steven Strasburg did way back in 2010. One ball, no strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that is in for a strike, 1-1. He works out of the stretch at all times and off the first base side of the rubber. Susana is 6'6 and around 235 pounds. He is a large, intimidating presence. Cruz waits, left-handed batter, and the pitch is outside, and according to the pitch tracking, that was 102 miles an hour. 102. Two balls and a strike. Cruz 2-for-8 in the first two games with an RBI. Fastball this time is a strike. And the count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. And now he's trying to, Jarlin trying to kick off Dirt and maybe wants some work done on the mound. Maybe not. I think he's okay. Home plate umpire stopped the game clock while he took care of all that. Or I should say not the game clock, the pitch clock. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Trey Cruz. Susana, the big right-hander, sets. And here is the 2-2 swung on and fouled off. And that caught Romero, the catcher. Defensively for the Senators, it's Lyle in left. Williams at center. De La Cruz is in right. Morales at first. Arruda's at second. Lawson is at short. Wallace at third. And Max Romero behind the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Susana again working out of the stretch, ready, and delivers the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with an off-speed pitch. That may have been a slider down and in or a cutter. That's almost unfair that he would throw that pitch. Susana was acquired from the San Diego Padres along with Luke Voit, Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, Robert Hassel III, and James Wood, all for Juan Soto and Josh Bell on August 2nd, 2022. The first pitch to Max Anderson is swung out and missed, and that pitch, an off-speed delivery down and away, and Anderson geared up for the fastball, got an off-speed pitch, and could not hold up. No balls in a strike as he works the 0-1, and that's rolled to short. Lawson up with that, takes his time, throws to first, two down. And with two down, here is Tyron Lorenzo. Switch hitter, batting left-handed, was 0-for-3 in the opener on Friday night. How about that trade? Look, Juan Soto's off the charts, right? He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. But now the Nationals have Josh Bell back. Mackenzie Gore is the opening day starter. C.J. Abrams is the shortstop, and James Wood is starting in left field. First offering is a fastball low, 1 ball and no strikes, to Lorenzo. And Robert Hassel III is in AAA, and by all accounts may very well be in the big leagues before the end of the season. The 1-0 offering, big swing and a miss at another off-speed pitch. That one, maybe a straight changeup at 93 miles an hour. Two down, last of the first inning. 1 ball, 1 strike on the number 3 hitter, Tyron Lorenzo. Susana ready and delivers. Fastball, and that one misses down and in. Last year, the Nationals really worked on him, worked with him to have a more repeatable delivery, and that's something that they worked on between each start last year. 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch is in for a strike, another breaking ball, and it's 2-2. I've talked about this over the years, but there's a reason there haven't been a whole lot of tall, really tall pitchers. And yes, Randy Johnson is one. There are some pitchers that you think about, but they're the exception rather than the rule. Oh, my goodness, a pitch clock violation. The clock hit 0, and he immediately called it. Usually in the past, there's been a grace period. So it's 3-2. That was a quick call. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a pitch down. A strikeout anyway. 2 in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the second. No score from Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Readers will take away from my book that even if they don't have evidence
Top half of the second inning. No score. Hey, get your baseball fix with the City Island Baseball Show Monday nights, which is tomorrow at 6 p.m. on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, and streamed at ESPN Radio Harrisburg. As the first pitch to Carlos De La Cruz is fouled off out of play off to the right, and the count is 0-1. Left-hander Jake Miller is out on the mound, right-handed hitting right fielder Carlos De La Cruz at the plate, and he takes the 0-1 pitch low and in. One ball and one strike. Nothing game. We're in the top of the second inning. The windup in the pitch is swung on and missed. And then De La Cruz shakes his head about that. I don't think he thought he should have missed that pitch. 1-2. The windup and the 1-2. That's fouled off. Popped up down the right field line out of play. And it remains 1-2. Looking forward to being home at FNB Field, the home opener on Tuesday night. The windup and the 1-2 is grounded softly to first base. Myers up with it. He jogs to first ahead of De La Cruz, and there is one out. I think that ball was hit off the fist of Carlos De La Cruz, and I imagine that his hands are stinging right now. This cold weather might bother your hands in warm weather. Here is Caden Wallace. First offering to Caden is a breaking ball that's in for a strike in its 0-1. Caden is 1-for-7 through the first two games. Acquired last year from the Kansas City Royals for Hunter Harvey. The 0-1 has popped up foul and out of play, and the count is 0-2. Harvey's still in the big leagues with the Royals. And Caden Wallace trying to work his way to the big leagues with the Nationals. Was injured when the trade happened last year, so it took a while before he played in a game with the Senators and appeared in games just the last week and a half. The windup in the pitch, and it's grounded to second. Anderson waits on that roller, and the flip to first is in time, and there are two outs. And with two outs here, C.J. Stubbs, catcher yesterday, designated hitter this afternoon. C.J., one out of four in the game yesterday, scored the Senators' only run in the ninth inning as the first pitch, a breaking ball, is fouled off straight back and out of play, and the count is 0-1. Two down in the second. UPMC Park. Today is a throwback day. Swing and a miss at a fastball. So Erie wearing uniforms from when they first arrived here. Dark tops and green, I think it's green lettering. Green Erie in script across the front. And then the video board is in black and white. Although Erie wasn't here then, so when things were black and white, there was, I don't think there was a team here then. The 0-2 pitch is pulled on the ground to third. Charging it up with it is Mendoza. Throws on the run to first in the dirt. Scooped by Myers. Nice play. Stubbs retired. 1-2-3. Go, the Senators. We head to the last of the second. No score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
All right, Seawolves fans, we have Kylie and Jesse, and they are racing to the finish line in their sacks. Are you guys ready? Seawolves fans, are you ready? All right, on your mark, hit it, go! And they're off.
Well, Jarlin Susana, I think, would like to have some work done on the mound. And the grounds crew here is in straightaway center field, out behind the center field fence. I think they're trying to get in touch with the grounds crew. None of the grounds crew are anywhere near the playing surface. The umpires are using the walkie-talkie to communicate. Senators, meanwhile, they're all just standing around right now. But I think Jarlin Susana definitely wants some work done to his landing spot on the mound. So we are going to be in a delay right now. And, Tori, for you, I'm about to take a break. We're a couple of minutes away from resuming play here. And so I'm going to take another break. And when I come back, I think we'll be nearing ready for baseball in the bottom of the second inning, right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Well, they've come out and they've done some work on the mound, and I think Jarlin Susana is okay with the mound now and starting to loosen up as the next pitch is the throw down to second base. No score. We're in the bottom of the second inning. It's the sweetest giveaway of the season. The first 4,000 fans in attendance when the Senators host these very same Erie Seawolves Sunday, April 27th. Get a free Hershey Park ticket. Head to senatorsbaseball.com for your tickets to the ball game, and then come to the ball game and get your Hershey Park ticket. Justice Bigby to lead off, followed by Jay Colton and Roberto Campos. Bigby 3-for-6, a home run and 3 RBIs in the series. The home run was a 3-run home run in the second inning yesterday afternoon. Jarlin Susana ready, and the first pitch is a fastball that is low. 1 ball and no strikes. No score in the bottom of the second. About a 2 minute break or so, 2 minutes delay. The fastball in this one misses, and the count is 2 balls and no strikes to Bigby. Infield is back all the way around. The outfield is straight away. Susana ready and deals, and the fastball this time in for a strike. And the count is now 2-1. Folks that are here today are wearing ski caps, hoodies, parkas, about everything they can. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. I mentioned the game time temperature, 37 degrees. I'm not sure it was to warm up today as the day went on. I think it was to get colder. As the 2-2 is lined to right. That's a base hit. think they're actually expecting a fair amount of snow here over the next couple of days. There's Jake Holton. Holton is 0 for 5. And the two games to begin the season. So Bigby's at first with his fourth hit in three games. And Holton takes a breaking ball that sweeps wide, and the count is 1-0. Nationals this afternoon. They are in the second inning as the 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, 1-1. And they are leading the Diamondbacks 2-1. They're looking for a win in that series. The Nationals are 2-6, the first eight. The pitch, low and outside with a fastball, and it's now 2-1. And Susan again kicking at the mound and kicking at his cleats. The pitchers yesterday, Dustin Sines in the first inning, he had a lot of clay on the bottom of his shoes. The weather and the wetness creating clay out there. The 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss, and a fastball up, and it's 2-2. Dodgers are on top of the Phillies 2-1. That game's just in the bottom of the second inning. The White Sox leading the Tigers 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Yankees 1-0 over the Pirates in the second inning in Pittsburgh. The 2-2 offering is bounced foul along the third baseline. Blue Jays and Mets are scoreless in the second. The Cardinals and the Red Sox are scoreless in the middle of the second at Fenway Park in Boston. The Orioles in Kansas City and the Astros in Minnesota. The Reds at the Brewers as the pitch is swung on and missed. Third strikeout for Susana, another off-speed pitch for the strikeout. And the Padres and Cubs, all four of those games are just about ready to start and likely starting just after the 2 o'clock hour now here at between 2:05 and 2:10. The game tonight, the Cardinals, as the pitch is grounded foul down the third baseline by Roberto Campos. He's 0 for 4. Cardinals and the Red Sox play the night portion of their day-night doubleheader today, a couple of nine-inning games, with a game tonight at 7:10. The Marlins and the Braves were postponed today in Atlanta. No balls in a strike, one out. Lead at first by Bigby, and the breaking ball misses low. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike, one out. Campos, right-handed batter, waits. Breaking ball is hit foul down the first baseline and out of play. A lot of off-speed pitches today for Susana. He's blowing into his hand to try to stay warm. Bent over at the waist right now, looking in with that glove tucked against, actually his left armpit, wrapping that glove around. The fastball is fouled off, back off the net. And it remains 1-2. He has not gone further than 5 innings in any start in his career, and I doubt that that changes today. 1-2. The 1-2 swing and a miss, got him. That time went right after him with a fastball, and there are two outs. Strikeout number 4. And here is Chris Myers. Chris Myers, 1 out of 3, left-handed batter waits, and the pitch is fouled off right back behind the plate up this way, and the count is 0-1. Myers, a part of the last couple of seasons with the Erie Seawolves, a part of both championships, so he's sporting two Eastern League championship rings. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch fouled off straight back, and the count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes with two outs in the last half of the second inning. A leadoff single by Justice Bigby to right field, and he is still down there at first base. Myers asks for time. He steps out of the box, and now he's back in. The 0-2, high and wide. One and two. Fielders, defensive players for the Senators, putting their hands in their pockets or blowing on their hands to try to keep some warmth. There's a step and a throw to first. Not sure how Yo-Yo Morales feels about receiving a throw from Susana. It was chest high, no issues, but it was hard to first base. One and two with two outs. He sets, and the 1-2, fouled off straight back. Nice swing that time. Nice job by Chris Myers to stay alive. And it remains one ball and two strikes. The Senators make another trip to Erie, and that's in August. So they're here one more time later this season. That's in the second half. Another foul ball back, this time on an off-speed pitch. And it remains one ball and two strikes on Chris Myers. Myers, 25 years old, waits, another 1-2, and that's hit in the air down the right field line, foul. He broke his bat, so now he's heading to the dugout on the third base side for a new bat. Myers was taken in the 13th round, 2021, out of Toledo. Grew up in Miamisburg, Ohio. Probably not a Tigers fan, growing up, that is. Guardians, Reds. He's a Tigers fan now. One ball and two strikes. He has a new bat, lead at first by Bigby, and the 1-2 is a check. Oh, that a check swing, and it hit him. Got him in the foot. There's no appeal on to whether it's a swing or not. And he is hobbling down the first baseline, and on a day like today, that really has to hurt. Susana trying to go down and in on that pitch, and it just was too far down and in. Here is Jim Jarvis. Jarvis, a left-handed batter, and he takes a strike. The count is 0-1. Well, the pitch count for Susana is always going to be high because he's a strikeout pitcher that takes more pitches. The 0-1 is high, and it's one ball and one strike. He's about to throw his 39th pitch of the game. We're in the bottom of the second inning with two outs. The 1-1 is tapped on the left side. Charging it up with it is Lawson. He has to double clutch, and he throws that one away. Around third and scoring is Bigby. And around to third is Myers. And it's 1-0. Jarvis staying put at first base. They'll be at least an error on the throw that allowed the runner Bigby to score, might be an infield hit. It hasn't. There is an error, so it might. It is an infield hit with an error. So here is Carlos Mendoza, left-handed batter. First pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. That is the second time in as many games Cortland has had a bouncer that he's charged that has handcuffed him, and he's made a bad throw to first base. The 1-0 pitch. That's high, 2 balls and no strikes. And now the pitch count becoming an issue here in the second inning, and there is action in the bullpen for the Senators. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 pitch is in for a high strike, and it's 2-1. He is into the upper 30s with his pitch count here in the second inning alone. Upper 20s, I should say, as the 2-1 is outside, and it's ball 3-1. I'm not sure who's loosening up, but they're not ready yet. There's no chance they'd be ready down in the bullpen by the time Trey Cruz comes to the plate. But I'd guess a visit to the mound if he loses Mendoza. The 3-1 pitch, and that misses inside, and the bases are loaded. Rigo Beltran making a trip to the mound, and Trey Cruz coming to the plate. And this is likely the last batter of the inning if he doesn't get Cruz. Now, I mentioned that the ball hit by Jarvis has been ruled a hit. But I think had Cortland not been handcuffed and double clutched at it and then made a good throw to first base, Jarvis would have been out and the inning would be over and no runs in. So Rigo Beltran done out on the mound. Susana and Romero still chatting. So Erie with the bases loaded. I think it might be Todd Peterson loosening up for the Senators in their bullpen. Top of the order now, and Trey Cruz, he struck out swinging his first time up. This is all happened after there were two outs and a runner at first base, and the first pitch off-speed delivery is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. No balls in one strike. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. That took an appeal, which I'm a little surprised at. It was a pretty healthy swing. Cruz tried to hold up, but he went around. And the count is 0-2. So Susana pitch away from being out of the jam. Cruz asks for time and steps away, and now he's back in the box. Susana peering in, now works into the stretch with the bases loaded and two outs, and the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. A three-pitch strikeout, strikeout number 5, but Erie does score a run on 2 hits and an error, and they leave 3 on the base paths. We've played 2-1-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Mental health is for all.
The third inning is presented by Nomad Distilling. You can now find Nomad Distilling's canned cocktails at F&B Field, proudly made in Pennsylvania. And if you enjoy their taste, find Nomad Distilling in select fine wine and good spirits stores. 1-0 Erie, top of the third. Max Romero standing in. 7, 8, and 9 for the Senators. The first pitch from Jake Miller to Max Romero is in for a strike. Miller, the left-hander, has retired the last 5 batters after a leadoff single to open up the game. The 0-1 offering is tapped foul off the end of the bat, and it's the count, no balls and 2 strikes. The greatest fireworks shows in Central PA are on City Island. See the first one of the season after the Senators host the Richmond Flying Squirrels this Friday night. Find your seats, tickets, purchase them online at senatorsbaseball.com. The 0-2 misses outside, 1-2. The 1-2 is a breaking ball that misses off the plate, and the count is 2-2. Major League Baseball season is finishing its first full week. The 2-2 is fouled off straight back. Not yet the first full week of the minor league baseball season. That's next week. 2-2. A windup and the 2-2 fouled off straight back. Nice job by Max Romero here against the left-hander Jake Miller. Cortland Lawson and JT Arruda to follow. The 2-2 offering is a breaking ball that misses outside just off the plate, and the count is full, 3-2. Todd Peterson has stopped loosening up in the Senators' bullpen, so it looks like Jarlin Susana will take the mound in the bottom of the third. The windup in the pitch is swung out and missed. Went after him with a fastball. Second strikeout for Miller. He wasn't... Well, he had in his mind that he wasn't going to lose or at least walk Romero. Went right after him with a fastball. And here is Cortland Lawson. Lawson is 1-for-4. First 2 games. The first pitch to Lawson is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. He walked in the game yesterday and walked in the game on Friday night. So he's been on base 3 times. The 0-1 is in the dirt. And it's 1-1. Two outs in the third, 1-0 Erie is the 1-1 pit, or pardon me, 1 out in the top of the third. And it is 1-0 Erie. 2-2. Now Miller winds, and the 2-1 pitch is pulled on the ground to third. A couple of bounces. Mendoza has it. His throw to first in the dirt, but Myers comes up with the short hop, and Lawson is out, 2 away. And with 2 down, here is JT Arruda, the switch hitter to bat right-handed. Arruda went 1-for-3 on Friday night, did not play in the game yesterday afternoon. After the night game Friday, a couple of day games this weekend here in Erie. The windup in the first pitch is low for a ball. Just as well it wasn't a night game last night. The weather here last night was not good. No chance baseball would have been played. The 1-0 is grounded sharply back up in the middle. Backhanded in shallow center field by the second baseman Anderson, and he throws to first in time for the out. Wow. 1-2-3 go the Senators. We go to the bottom of the third, and it's 1-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Yeah.
Bottom half of the third inning, 1-0 Erie on top. I'm Terry Byram at UPMC Park. Torrey Gates back in the studio. Jarlin Susana out on the mound. Max Anderson at the plate. Right-handed batter waits, and the first pitch is a check swing that he goes too far on, and the count is 0-1. That pitch riding in on his hands. That looked to have a lot of movement. 0-1. The 0-1, that's up and in. One ball and one strike. One ball, one strike on Anderson. The 1-1, strike two. He homered in the game yesterday in the first inning, then had an RBI double and a single, and he scored three times after going 0-for-3 on Friday night. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball. Just went right after him, and that is the sixth strikeout for Susana. Here is Tyron Lorenzo. He struck out his first time up. Well, I see that Alex Ovechkin has scored goal number 895. Passing Wayne Gretzky. The first offering is inside for a ball. 1-0. I talked about this yesterday. I don't know that anybody thought when Gretzky finished that anybody would catch Wayne Gretzky with the number of goals, but here we are. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch. That misses inside, and it's 2-0. A couple of fastballs there, and he missed both of those to the inside part of the plate off the inside against the left-hander Lorenzo. The 2-0 offering is bounced foul. He came with an off-speed pitch. We've not had our typical pitch track available here in Erie. The 2-1 pitch misses outside 3-1, so I'm not sure truly how hard he's throwing. Three balls and a strike. I don't trust the number that they're putting out on the scoreboard anymore. The 3-1 pitch is a broken bat ground ball down the first baseline. So Lorenzo asks for time, and now he heads. To Erie's dugout. And now with a new bat, he's back to home plate. No, 1-0 Erie, bottom of the third inning at UPMC Park in Erie. Susana into the stretch. And deals. And that one is tapped foul back to the screen. Seven outs have been recorded so far. One ground out, six strikeouts. And it's 35, 36 degrees, so I think it only goes up from here. The 3-2 pitch misses just off the plate, and so he walks him. That is the second walk he's issued. And here is Justice Bigby, who lined a single into right field his first time up. So one on and one out. First offering to Bigby is in for a strike. That one across the inside part of the plate with a good fastball. Oh and one. The 0-1 misses, and it's one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch is bounced to short. Lawson has it, tosses to Arruda for one to first. Double play. That's a Seltzer's Lebanon Bologna double smoked double play. 6-4-3 with the sun now peeking out. And that ends the third inning. We head to the fourth. 1-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the fourth inning, Senators trailing 1-0 here at UPMC Park. Left-hander Jake Miller is on the mound. At the plate is the top of the order, leadoff man Dalen Lyle, who singled his first time up. And the first pitch to Lyle is bounced foul over the Senators' dugout. The count is 0-1. Join the Senators for our first Women in Sports Summit next Saturday, April 12th. Connect with professionals as the windup and the pitch is fouled off. And hear from our panel of experts pregame. Learn more and purchase tickets for that game at senatorsbaseball.com. 0-2 on Dalen Lyle. He has been the only base runner off of Jake Miller for the Senators. Single, sharp single to left to begin the ball game. The windup and the 0-2, that is high and away, and the count is 1-2. The 1-2 fastball misses away, and it's 2-2. Well, when I return to Harrisburg on Tuesday night, Frankie Vernowski is on the air Tuesday. The 2-2 misses inside ball three. Of course, he's taking over next year. It'll be Frankie's show. He's already been telling people forever he's the voice of the Senators, and now that happening. It was as the 3-2 swing and a miss. He may have gone after ball four. Third strikeout. What do they call that when you talk about something and then it comes true, good or bad? It's I can't think of. I'm having a brain freeze right now. It's like I've had ice cream. Anyway, all joking aside, Frankie will do a terrific job. Here is Dante Williams, left-handed batter, and the first offering is in for a strike. He bounced into a double play his first time up. 1-0 Erie in the top of the fourth inning on this Sunday afternoon. Williams chops the 0-1 pitch foul at home plate, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch is cued off the end of the bat foul, and it remains 0-2. It's been a running gag between Frankie and I've talked about it on the radio with Frankie sitting next to me about how I run into people in Harrisburg that he knows. The 0-2 pitch, and that is hit high in the air out into right center field. Pretty well hit. Going back is Campo, still going back onto the warning track, and he makes the catch out in front of the video board in deep right center field. Dante Williams narrowly missed tying the ball game up with a home run. Instead, it's just a long fly ball out, and there are two away. With two outs, here is Yo-Yo Morales. I used to mention to Frankie that I ran into people that he knew that wanted to know, as the pitch is fouled off, after they found out I worked for the team, if I knew the voice of the Senators, Frankie Vernowski. So that's the running gag. The 0-1 is in the dirt, one ball, one strike. On one of these Monday night shows before the end of the year, we'll cover that. I did a podcast interview that played, I think it played Friday. I told the story about the next part of that on the podcast. The 1-1 pitch, low for a ball, two balls and a strike. Morales off to a slow start. He is 0-for-8. Two and one, Miller kicks and deals, and that's inside. The appeal, he did not go around, and it's 3-1. Well, I can't very well say too much about Frankie. I hired him. So, clearly, I enjoy having him around and will enjoy as the 3-1 pitch is low and inside. I'll enjoy next year, wherever I might be at during the baseball season, pulling up some games and listening to him. That's a long way off, though. Lots of baseball to go this year. 100 and after today, 135 games. Here's Carlos De La Cruz. He bounced to first his first time up. Two down and a man on, and the first pitch to De La Cruz is inside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Miller ready on the 1-0. That's in the dirt, 2-0. Waiting on deck is Caden Wallace. Out to the mound, jogging now is Lorenzo, the catcher. Carlos De La Cruz, who is wearing I don't know if these guys are just wearing the dry fit type hoodies or if it's something more extensive than that, but most of them have something like that on. Carlos De La Cruz most certainly does. Some of the players grew up playing high school and college baseball in weather like this. De La Cruz fouls a breaking ball off, and the count is 2-1. It is, in fact, cold in a lot of places in the country, not just in Erie or Harrisburg. So playing baseball means you're probably going to play some baseball in cold weather at some point or another. The 2-1 fouled off. The count is two balls and two strikes with two outs. Richmond Flying Squirrels come to town Tuesday night, the home opener at 6:30. Tickets available on senatorsbaseball.com. The set by Miller. He looks at first and the pitch. That's fouled off out of play off to the right over the stands and out into downtown Erie. Somebody that doesn't have any idea there's a game going on is going to walk by that baseball at some point, see it, pick it up, and wonder, huh. 2-2. The 2-2, that's fouled off straight back, and it remains 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 is just below the knees, though Lorenzo tried to frame that and bring it back up about 6 inches, maybe a foot. Didn't work, and it's a full count. And so Morales, after he assured the delivery is to the plate, will be off with the pitch. The 3-2 is a ground ball to shortstop. Up with it is Jarvis. His throw to first base is in time, and that does it. A walk coming with two outs. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the fourth inning, 1-0 Erie and 4 Erie. It is their 5, 6, and 7 batters. Holton, Campos, and Myers off of the right-hander, Jarlin Susana. Susana sets, deals a strike. Ran into some trouble in the second inning. Other than that, he has, in the first and third innings, he has thrown, he threw well. The 0-1. And that pitch misses down. 1-1. And in the second inning, it was a leadoff single followed by 2 strikeouts. And then a hit batter on a pitch that just got away from him. He hit Chris Myers in the foot. The 1-1 offering is fouled off straight back. And the count is now 1-2. One and two. And the 1-2. That misses up and in, and it's off the glove of Max Romero. Susana does use a lot of the clock. It gets down under 5, as it is right now with just about every pitch. And he is right at the marker as the offering is a called strike 3. Got him with a fastball. Second time that Holton is struck out. And here is Roberto Campos. That is the 7th strikeout for Jarlin Susana. His career high is 10 in a game. And I'm going to guess that if he at some point this year goes longer than 5 innings, he's probably going to also strike out more than 10 in a game. As the first pitch to Campos is low for a ball, 1-0. Campos struck out his first time up. The 1-0 pitch is a check swing, and it's a foul ball, and count is 1-1. Well, the scoreboard has 2-0, but I think that was a foul ball. That pitch ricocheted back to the screen. I don't know, maybe it was not a foul ball. Maybe it just hit off the glove and went to the screen. Doesn't matter. There's a ground ball hit it towards the middle, and it's out of the reach of Cortland Lawson and into center field for a base hit. So the man on here is Chris Myers. Myers was hit by a pitch his first time up. A pitch that got away from Susana. First offering to Myers is lashed down the left field line, foul, and it's out of play, 0-1. The 0-1 is a broken bat pop-up on the infield. JT Arruda at second base makes the catch, and there are two outs. Good pitch there. Got right in on the hands of Chris Myers. Two down and a runner at first, and here is Jim Jarvis. Jarvis had an infield hit his last time up, and on that play, a run scored when Cortland Lawson threw the ball away. Left-handed batter, 1-0 Erie in the last of the fourth inning. Of the first pitch, that is popped up foul and out of play, 0-1. No balls and a strike. In the fifth, the Senators have Wallace, Stubbs, and Romero to the plate. The 0-1. Hit in the air to left field along the line, and that is foul and out of play. And the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Susana now steps off the back of the rubber, blowing into his hand. Looks like Todd Peterson is again loosening up out in the Senators' bullpen. Susana in the mid-70s with his pitch count. He sets, and the 0-2. That's skied in the air, third base side foul territory. Looks like Wallace has room. He does on the warning track, and he makes the catch. A couple of steps from the tarp. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. We head to the fifth. It is 1-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Number
Top half of the fifth inning, and the first pitch is low for a ball. Have a pitching change. Right-hander Austin Bergner is out on the mound. Senators do not have a first base coach, and so home plate umpire just stopped play. Not sure who jogged out there. 0-1 on Caden Wallace. Give you the line on Jake Miller in a moment. Austin Bergner delivers, and the 0-1 or 1-0. Pardon me, it is two balls and no strikes. Not the first pitch was a strike. 2-0. Bergner has also been around for a while. He's 27 years old. The 2-0 is a fastball in for a strike. He, not sure if he's doing it all the time or not, but he has in a couple of the two out of the three pitches here, he has raised the left leg in the full windup and kept it up there for a count or two longer. A little double kick, maybe to try to throw the hitter off. It's two balls and a strike. He doesn't do it there. There's a ground ball towards the middle. To his left is the shortstop, Jarvis, and he makes the throw to first in time for the out, one away. The Senators have had just two base runners, a leadoff single in the first inning by Daylen Lyle, and then Yo-Yo Morales, a two-out walk in the fourth inning. So one out, and here is C.J. Stubbs standing in, right-handed batter. Bergner on the mound, into the windup, and the first pitch is butted in the air, foul along the third baseline, and the count is 0-1. C.J. trying to bunt for a hit. And next Sunday, April 13th, is Kids Opening Day at FNB Field. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day featuring a balloon twister, face painter, unforgettable memories, and a Senators baseball game. Visit senatorsbaseball.com for tickets. Wind up and the 0-1. That's low, and it's one ball and one strike. 1-0 Erie. A run on three hits for the Seawolves. No runs on a hit and an error for the Senators. Bergner, the right-hander, deals a fastball that's low, and the count is 2-1. Senators have managed just a pair of runs first two games. They scored first on Friday night after a double and a ground ball that was an error scoring a run. 2-1 misses up and in, and then yesterday afternoon they didn't score till the ninth inning when C.J. Stubbs single and took second and third on defensive indifference and then scored on a ground out. He's ahead of the count now, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch, big swing and a foul ball at the plate, and that one caught Lorenzo as he goes down on all fours, and he is staying down. So now the trainer for Erie coming out along with Andrew Graham, and he is in some serious pain right now. Without a replay, I have no idea where that may have caught him at. You know, if it got him in that special place or if it caught him somewhere else. Now he's up on one knee and now standing. Hopefully he's all right. It's a full count, 3-2. Seawolves trainer and manager Andrew Graham back in the dugout. Bergner, meanwhile, trying to stay loose. He didn't throw any. Throw it all, but he just trying to keep his body loose out there. Peering over the glove out on the mound. And the big right-hander into the windup and the 3-2, and that's low ball four. Seawolves thought they had strike three. Stubbs thought he had ball four. Immediately threw the bat away, and here is Max Romero. Bergner is 6'5", was originally taken in the ninth round back in 2019. most of the Seawolves roster was drafted or original free agent signings. Romero waits, and the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. He struck out his first time up in a lefty-lefty matchup with Jake Miller. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch. And that misses outside, 2-0. The Senators, through the first two games on Friday night, they did not have two base runners on base at one time. They did yesterday in the fourth inning. Had a couple of on with two outs. Throw over to first base, and diving back in is C.J. Stubbs. Stubbs, not sure I'd say he's a threat to go, but he does like to run. He picks his spots. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0, and that is wrapped foul, pulled down the first base line, and it's 2-1. Not sure right now is the time that CJ would think about trying to take off. Might be a little risky on a cold day. So two balls and a strike. Bergner sets. Long hold and deals. Big swing and a miss as he took something off with that pitch up in the strike zone. And the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Romero waits and the 2-2. And that's hit in the air to left. Easy play for Bigby. Backs up a step and now back in a step. And there are two down as he makes the catch. And with two outs, here is Cortland Lawson. Lawson bounced to third his first time up. Bergner kicking at the dirt, clay. Kicking at the mound right in front of the rubber to get a better spot for his foot. First offering to Lawson is low as Stubbs bouncing around at first base. Lucky that Bergner did not throw over at that moment. CJ would have been in trouble. Good lead at first by Stubbs, and now Bergner does throw over, and Stubbs dives back in. Timeout taken now as Bergner would like a new baseball, and he throws that one away towards Erie's dugout. I saw this morning that, just to give you something to think about, 82 degrees at game time, and I shouldn't have said this morning, this afternoon. There's another throw to first, and diving back in is Stubbs. 82 degrees in Richmond at game time. And now they'll head to Harrisburg on tomorrow night. Won't be 82. Lawson swings and misses, and it's one ball and one strike. That's really the only place in the league that the weather is significantly different this time of year than anywhere else. It's varying degrees of cold in the rest of the for the rest of the league as the pitch to Lawson is a fastball down the middle for a strike, 1-2. So the Flying Squirrels, the Giants, are the major league affiliate. They train in Scottsdale, Arizona. So they go from Scottsdale to Richmond, and it's not that big of a difference, for goodness gracious. At least some years it's not. The 1-2 is a swing and a miss on a pitch up and out of the strike zone. One out walk, nothing comes of it. We're halfway home. Senators trail 1-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Brought to you by the Workers' Rights Law Group. Steve.
you enjoy today's segment of Unfairly Treated at the Ball Game. Brought to you by the Workers' Rights Law Group. Unfairly Treated at Work.
Fans, join us on June 20th and 21st as we celebrate 30 incredible seasons of SeaWolves baseball. Enjoy a weekend packed with nostalgic moments, fan giveaways, and unforgettable fun. The SeaWolves 30th season celebration is presented by UPMC. And fans, be sure to stop by the team store anytime to celebrate the SeaWolves 30th season in style with 1995 throwback merch.
All my love.
Daffler called to the bullpen. It's Todd Peterson on the mound for the Senators. This is his second outing. Peterson appeared in the game on Friday, went an inning. Seventh round selection in 2019 out of LSU by the Nationals. He faces the 9-1-2 batters for the Seawolves here in the last of the fifth inning. Mendoza, Cruz, and Anderson, 1-0 Erie. First offering is bounced foul, and the count is 0-1. Tonight is the first Sunday night broadcast on ESPN Radio, 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. And it starts with baseball tonight at 6 p.m. tonight. Baseball tonight at 6 p.m. tonight, followed by the Cardinals and the Red Sox. Line drive on a hop, diving stop, knocks it down, rolls away at shortstop. And so reaching is Mendoza. That'll be a hit. Lawson diving to his right, knocked it down, but then the ball rolled away from him. So Mendoza's on. And here is Trey Cruz. Cruz has struck out twice, both those coming against Jarlin Susana. Mendoza, huge lead at first base. First offering is a check swing. And it's a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Mendoza's just daring Peterson to throw over. The 1-0 is hit high in the air to left along the line. That one is going foul and out of play. One ball and one strike. Mendoza with the lead. Peterson holds. And the 1-1 in the dirt, backhanded nicely by Romero. Two balls and a strike. Was sun peeked out for a few minutes a little while ago. Now it is darker. The 2-1, and that pitch misses outside for a ball, and it's 3-1. Max Anderson waiting on deck. Three balls and a strike. Peterson ready in the 3-1 is looped out into left, and that's in for a base hit. To second base is Mendoza, and he stops there. First two reach on hits, and here is Max Anderson. Anderson has bounced to shortstop, and he has struck out. Romero taking a long look at the Senators' dugout. Clock is already under 10. Peterson has to go quickly or it's going to be a ball, and he does. First pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Romero, and the count is 0-1. Peterson realized that the clock was running out. The 0-1. That's lifted in the air to left towards the line into the corner, and to his right, making the catch just short of the warning track is Daylen Lyle, and there is one out. Tough to see into that corner from where I'm at. It was a broken bat fly ball to left off the bat of Anderson, but it was hard for me to tell whether or not it had enough carry to get to that short wall. It's only 317 out there. Here is Tyron Lorenzo, left-handed batter. He is a switch hitter batting left-handed. Takes a strike, and it's 0-1. He has struck out and walked. Erie looking for more here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch misses high. One ball and one strike. Dangerous batter and Justice Bigby waiting on deck. At second base, Mendoza, and at first base, Cruz. The 1-1 pitch misses down, and the count now, two balls and a strike. Two and one. Peterson looking for a ground ball that could get him out of the inning. The 2-1 is a check swing. That missed. 3-1. Three balls and a strike. The outfield straight away for the Senators and deep. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Lorenzo swung at ball four and was way out in front of an off-speed pitch. So it's a full count, 3-2. Not sure that Andrew Graham would send the runners in this situation. Three balls, two strikes. The 3-2 is lifted in the air to left along the line. Lyle, a long run into foul territory. And he can't quite get to it. I think that ball was out of play. Well, Daylen Lyle making his way back into left field. The clock is now down to five, and on a 3-2 count, Peterson has to hurry. He does. That pitch is pulled on the ground, foul along the first baseline. There's already been one pitch clock transgression today. That was on Jarlin Susana. And so know that the home plate umpire, Stone Garver, has his eye on that, which is why I've mentioned it now a couple of times. Another 3-2, and that's a broken bat foul ball lined down the first baseline. The barrel of the bat landed right next to first base. Still a full count. A new bat for Lorenzo. Big pitch. A lot can happen right here. There could be two outs and two on with Bigby coming up, or it goes from there. Three balls, two strikes. Runners lead, and the 3-2 is in the dirt. So the bases are loaded with one out, and that pitch was not a competitive pitch. No chance to get a swing and a miss on that pitch. And now, Justice Bigby, who is 4-for-8 in the series with a home run, stands in with a chance to make a big impact on this game this afternoon. Peterson delivers, and the first pitch is bounced in the hole on the left side Up with it is Lawson. He goes to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. Terrific play by Cortland Lawson. A run scores. Bigby with the RBI fielder's choice. Trey Cruz goes to third. Lorenzo's out at second, 6-4. And it's 2-0 Erie. But if Peterson can get Holton and keep another run from scoring, well, the Senators are still in this one. First offering misses in for a ball 1-0. Bottom of the fifth. The 1-0. That misses, and now it's 2-0. So he is pitching himself back into some trouble today. Back in trouble here in the fifth inning. The 2-0 is an off-speed pitch in for a strike, 2-1. Couple of singles to open up the frame. A fly ball to left. An infield hit and a fielder's choice. Here's one hit down the left field line. Foul with good distance off the bat of Jake Holton. And the count is 2-2. Holton is 0-7. To begin the season. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Peterson sets, runners lead, and the 2-2. That misses, and it's another full count for Peterson. This is about to be his 26th pitch of this fifth inning. So at first base, Bigby takes off the 3-2, and he walks Holton to load the bases again. And out to the mound is Rigo Beltran. And here is Roberto Campos. He singled his first time up. Has not been an easy go of it this half inning for Todd Peterson. Three long at-bats. Two resulted in a single and now one with a walk. And it looks like action beginning out in the Senators bullpen as left-hander Garrett Davila loosening up. Two nothing Erie, bottom of the fifth inning. The Senators have had a tough time scoring in the first now 2.5 games. They really can't afford to fall any further behind, so a big spot in this game. First pitch, and that's a strike, and it's 0-1, and Campos certainly didn't agree with that call, thought that pitch was inside. No balls and a strike, two outs. The 0-1, that misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. Infield back all the way around. The 1-1 swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, a breaking ball. He really pulled the string on that one. One and two. The 1-2, that misses down and away with another breaking ball. 2-2. Peterson really grinding here in the fifth inning, trying to get out of this. Two balls and two strikes, and the 2-2 is pulled foul down the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning, seventh batter to come to the plate here in the inning. One run has scored. Peterson, the right-hander, sets. And the pitch is popped up, foul and out of play off to the right. At third base, Cruz. At second base, Bigby. And at first base, Holton. 2-2. Another 2-2. Another foul ball. Well, this is the last batter, no matter what Peterson will face here in the inning. Two balls and two strikes. And another 2-2 and another foul ball. A breaking ball that was up. Remains two balls and two strikes. Garrett Davila is ready down in the bullpen. 2-2 again. Lined into left center. That's a base hit. One run is scored. Here's the second runner coming to the plate. He scores a throw to second base. And out at second is Campos trying to stretch it. But two more score on a base hit. And that really blows the ball game open. Peterson cannot put away Campos. A two-run single, so after all that, three-run score in the inning for Erie on four hits, no errors, and a man left. And as we head to the sixth, the Senators now find themselves down in the ballgame, 4-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the sixth inning, Austin Bergner now with a 4-0 lead out on the mound facing JT Arruda, Daylen Lyle, and Dante Williams. Wind up in the first pitch, and then misses for a ball 1-0. One ball in, no strikes. The 1-0 pitch misses, and it's 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. JT Arruda waits, and the 2-0, and that's hit high in the air and deep to right field. Campos back looking up, and that one is gone. JT Arruda has hit the Senators' first home run this season. A home right home run. And the Senators now trail 4-1. So the first home run for the Senators. Now Daylon Lyle stands in and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes, the windup and the 1-0. Misses 2-0. Well, Hartford had a big bottom of the fifth that I'm trying to figure out just how big it was. It looks like as the pitch is hit high in line, pardon me, into left center field, and that's down for a base hit. Looks like they sent, and I'm not even sure how this is possible. It looks like they sent 21 batters to the plate and scored 10 runs. Now, I'm not sure how 21 batters bat and you only score 10. First offering is a check swing on a pitch in the dirt by Dante Williams, the check swing, and it is, he didn't hold up. It is a swing, but it's also a wild pitch. And going down to second base is Daylon Lyle. So it's no balls and a strike on Dante Williams with nobody out in the sixth inning and a run in. I don't know how you have 21 guys bat and score only 10. I have to think about that, and I'm going to look at that, look at the plays more closely. Williams takes outside for a ball. Off the top of my head, I say, okay, 10 guys score, 3 can be on base, and 3 have to be out, and that's 16. And I can't wrap my head around how more than 16 guys could bat. Well, I got to think about this. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 is low, and it's 2-1. Well, the Senators now trailing 4-1, have a runner at second base, and nobody out. So if they can plate Daylon Lyle, they cut the lead, the deficit in half. Bergner, a long look in as he delivers, and that pitch is hit high in the air to center field, not very deep. Cruz out there makes the catch. Lyle bluffs to go to third and holds up, and there is one out.
First baseman, Yoani Morales.
So here is Yo-Yo Morales. The Senators really needing a base hit or something big to move Daylon Lyle around the bases. Bergner, the right-hander, sets. Morales waits, and the pitch is a fastball in for a strike. If anybody has any ideas off the top of their head how you can have more than 16 guys bat or more than 16 guys bat scoring 10 runs as the pitch is high. Like, if you score 3 runs in an inning, how many batters can you possibly have? And I guess you could, I think you can have 9. One ball and one strike. The 1-1. Oh, my goodness. That is in for a high strike, a really high strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes. That was a big pitch in this at-bat. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 is fouled off straight back. Well, I'm going to go over the play-by-play of that half inning. Between our half inning break, not sure I'll be able to do it all in 90 seconds, but I'm going to give it a shot. The 1-2 bounces in, holding up at second base is Daylon Lyle. Two and two. And a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and there are now two outs. And here is Carlos De La Cruz. Two down, Carlos De La Cruz 0 for 2, a couple of ground outs. Bergner a long hold and now deals. And that's a half swing and a miss. De La Cruz did not seem to be too committed to doing that. Oh and one. The 0-1. That's low. One ball and one strike. The 1-1, and that is hit high in the air to center field. Moving back is Cruz to his left, and he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. There's a run on a pair of hits. No errors and a man left. The first home right home run for the Senators. And they trail 4-1 into the last half of the sixth inning on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the sixth inning, and it's 4-1 Erie. And now on the mound for the Senators is Garrett Davila. The pitching line for Todd Peterson, an inning, allowed three hits, three runs. They were earned. He walked two, and he faced seven batters. Big three runs, or that home run would have tied the game in the top half of the sixth inning. In the bottom half of the sixth, Chris Meyer leads off. And Davila delivers, and the first pitch is a breaking ball, popped up, foul, and out of play. Okay, the mystery has been unraveled. The Yard Goats posted that they had sent that many to the plate. They didn't. Now, they still scored 10 runs in the inning, but they only sent 13 batters to the plate. That makes sense to me. Here's a roller hit to second. Charging is Arruda. He has time. And it's a quick underhand toss to first in time for the out, and there is one away. There was a home run that capped the scoring in that inning. I don't have any idea how that turned into 21 batters. Anyway, they're leading Somerset 14-5. Somerset has a field goal and a safety. Wind up in the first pitch and to Jarvis, and that's bounced to Morales. Underhand toss to Davila at the bag in time. Just like that, two down, and here is Carlos Mendoza. Mendoza has walked and singled and scored. First offering is low and inside for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0, he tries to bunt. It's fair. Fielded at the plate by Romero. He throws to first in time, and that does it. An easy inning for Davila. 4-1 Erie as we head to the seventh on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Right-hander Troy Watson, third pitcher of the day for the Seawolves, follows Austin Bergner. Bergner, two innings, two hits, a run, it was earned, a walk, two strikeouts, and he faced nine batters. So Troy Watson stands in, or out on the mound, pardon me, to Caden Wallace, and the first pitch misses, and it's ball one. Wallace is 0-2. Watson, 24 years old, taken in the, let's try this again. The 1-0 pitch is lined into left towards the line. Wallace in with to first base with a base hit, and he holds up with a long single. So a man on. And here is C.J. Stubbs. Troy Watson, 27 years old, originally taken by the Blue Jays, 15th round in 2018. Acquired, as the first pitch to Stubbs is low. Acquired last August 1st from the Blue Jays for cash. Elected to become a free agent, but then signed 2 months later with the Tigers again. 1-0 on Stubbs. The 1-0 is a strike, and it's 1-1. Stubbs has bounced to third, and he has walked. Wallace at first after the leadoff single. That's his second hit of the season. Swinging and a miss at a breaking ball by CJ, and the count is 1-2. Max Romero waiting on deck. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 check swing on a pitch down. They'll appeal. He did not go around. Watson pitched in 2023 in 37 games with New Hampshire. Last year, he split time between Buffalo and Toledo around the trades, both AAA teams as a pitch. The throw to first base, pardon me, is high for a ball. Or, holy mackerel. It's two balls and two strikes, and he threw high to first base trying to pick off Wallace. My goodness. The 2-2, and that's inside, and it's a full count 3-2. I think my brain isn't working because it's just too cold. 3-2. Caden Wallace, the lead at first base, not a big lead. The 3-2 is a check swing, and it's ball four. And here in the seventh, the Senators have their first two men on base for Max Romero. Now in the past, Delano DeShields, the last couple of years, he has utilized the bunt as part of the offense. Down by three, not sure he would bunt here, though it's only the seventh inning. Romero today has struck out and hit a fly ball to left. Watson, the right-hander, sets. Romero waits, and the pitch is a fastball strike, and he was not squaring around. 0-1. The 0-1 bounces into the plate. It is blocked out in front of the plate by Lorenzo, and the count is one ball, one strike. Cortland Lawson waiting on deck. This is the first outing for Watson. He hasn't pitched in either of the first two games. I think he's the last member of the bullpen to be in a game. One ball, one strike, the 1-1, big swing and a miss by Romero, and the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Romero asks for time and steps out of the box. Watson first pitched professionally back in 2018 in the Appalachian League when it existed as an affiliated league in Bluefield. 1-2 is a bouncer foul off of his front foot. And it remains 1-2. Bluefield, Lansing, Dunedin, Vancouver. And then after an injury, the Florida Complex lead Dunedin, Vancouver, and then New Hampshire and Buffalo. 1-2. Another 1-2. And this is tapped on the right side of the infield. Only one play for Anderson, and it's to first base. It's in time to get Romero, but the runners move to second and third. That ball was not hit hard enough for Anderson to even think about throwing to second base. And so the Senators with a golden opportunity to score at least a run here. And that's what happens when you put the ball in play. So here is Lawson, who has bounced to third and struck out the infield back. Here he is conceding a run if he can put the ball in play here. First pitch, low win inside for a ball, 1-0. Wallace at third and Stubbs at second. Stubbs a pretty aggressive base runner. He has a big lead at second base. Watson, the right-hander, sets and deals, and that pitch is grounded on the right side. Anderson bobbles it, recovers, no play at first. Scoring is Wallace. It's a 4-2 game, and the Senators have runners at first and third and just one out. I think that'll be an error. He was retreating into the outfield. That's an RBI, by the way, but an error, and now the pitching coach, Dan Rickaball, heading out to the mound. So now the Senators, with a long fly ball, could close to within a run. And if there was more, a ball hit down the line or up the alley, they'd have a shot at tying the game here in the seventh inning, showing little signs of life. JT Arruda, the switch hitter, waiting for the visit on the mound to be over. The clock has run out there. Thought there was action out in the bullpen for Erie, but now I'm looking and I don't think there is action. looks like that Dan Rickaball, as he is going back to the dugout, having some words for Stone Garber, but it doesn't seem like anybody's been all that upset with him today. So the infield is back with the exception of the third baseman, Mendoza. He is even with the bag. Runners on the corners, and here's JT Arruda. Watson deals, and Arruda takes in the dirt, and a terrific block and scoop by Lorenzo, and the count is one ball and no strikes. JT with a couple of hits, first two games he has played. Watson sets, and the 1-0 lined along the left field line, headed towards the corner, and that is a foul ball, just a foot or two. JT narrowly missed a double. He is back to the home plate area where Daylen Lyle picks up the bat and then hands it to him. JT digs back in that left-handed batter's box. Outfield is fairly shallow, especially Campos and Wright. Arruda ground ball sharply hit right at the shortstop, Jarvis. He steps on second, and he throws to first, and it is a double play. Arruda hit that ball hard, but he hit it right at the shortstop, Jarvis, and the inning is over. There is, however, a run on a hit, an error, and a man left. Seventh inning stretch, the Senators trail 4-2 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom of the seventh inning, Senators trailing now 4-2. Garrett Davila out on the mound. Second inning of work, and the first pitch to Trey Cruz is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. All the stories that make the baseball season. Join us for the City Island Baseball Show every Monday night. As the 0-1 is low for a ball, 1-1. Can listen to that show right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, and streamed at ESPN Radio Harrisburg as Cruz hits a pop-up to shallow right that De La Cruz handles, and there is one out. With one down, here is Max Anderson. Boy, JT Arruda to finish the bottom of the seventh inning, that double play. He smoked that ground ball, unfortunately. For JT and the Senators, it was right at the shortstop Jarvis, and once he made the play, it was an easy double play. One down, and Anderson stands in. He's 0 for 3 today, 3 for 11 in the series. Pops the first pitch up, foul, and out of play. The baseball he received didn't like, so he tosses that one away. Final in Altoona. Curve beat the Bay Sox, the Chesapeake Bay Sox, 2-1. I don't know how often I'll screw that up when we're playing Chesapeake, as the 0-1 pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. They could have waited till next year, and Frankie could have dealt with that. But instead, they had to do it this year. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 1-2. Once upon a time in the Eastern League, the 1-2 pitch popped up foul when I started was the Norwich Navigators. And then they were the Connecticut Defenders. But they had a completely different color scheme, the whole thing. So made it easier. 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss, two down. They didn't go from the Norwich Navigators to the Connecticut Navigators. Two outs, and here is Tyron Lorenzo, switch hitter batting right-handed. He has struck out, walked, and he has singled, so he's one out of two officially. One for five in the young season. Davila ready and delivers, and the pitch misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Avila delivers in for a strike, and it's a one ball and one strike count. Garrett Davila ready and delivers outside for a ball, and it's now 2-1. The windup in the 2-1 pitch. And that misses somewhere, and it's 3-1. There's action behind him in the bullpen for the Senators, and I think it's Ivan Armstrong. Three balls and a strike. And the windup in the 3-1 is fouled off straight back, and it's 3-2. The 3-2 pitch, lined into left center for a base hit. Over to pick that up is Daylen Lyle. And Lorenzo is at first with his second hit this afternoon. And I think that might be all for Davila. And it is. Delano DeShields is out, so we have a pitching change. Daffler called to the bullpen. Tell you about the new pitcher when I come back here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Thank you. Pitching change brings Ivan Armstrong into the game for the Senators. First batter he faces is Justice Bigby. With two outs at the bottom of the seventh inning. It is 4-2. The Erie Seawolves on top after that two-out hit by Lorenzo. First offering is bounced foul at the plate by Bigby. He has scored twice today. Singled and scored in the second. Reached on a fielder's choice that drove in a run in the fifth, and he scored. He scored twice last night or yesterday afternoon and once on Friday. So five times he has scored this series. 0-1 to the right-handed batter. Here is the 0-1. And that misses for a ball. One ball and one strike. Ivan Armstrong is a big person. He is 6'5 and listed at 250. He might be a little bigger than that. The 1-1 pitch, and that's in for a strike. And the count is 1-2. And I'm not sure what's wrong now. Romero and the home plate umpire were headed out towards the mound. Armstrong's trying to tell everybody in the dugout he's fine as Rigo Beltran starts out to the mound. So I guess he is okay. One ball and two strikes, two outs. The 1-2 is hit high in the air to right. De La Cruz going back, still going back, and it's over his head, and it one hops the wall. Around from first and scoring is Lorenzo, and into second with a double is Bigby. And it's a 5-2 lead for Erie. Well, that ball apparently just kept on carrying and kept on carrying and kept on carrying. Finally, De La Cruz out there on the warning track, and the ball was out of his reach, and it bounced on the warning track and hit off the wall. So here is Jake Holton, and the first pitch is in for a strike. So Erie back to a three-run lead, leading 5-2 here in the seventh inning. Breaking ball is low. One ball and one strike. The 1-1, lifted high in the air to center. Should be an easy play for Dante Williams. He camps under it, and he makes the catch. A run on two hits, no errors, and a man left. We head to the eighth, and it is 5-2 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Eighth inning, and the leadoff man is Dalen Lyle as he takes the first pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. 5-2, Erie is on top. Big run in the bottom of the seventh inning is the pitch to Lyle, and that misses, and the count is 1-1. Dalen is 2-for-3 today. Troy Watson still out on the mound. And Lyle takes a strike. Can finish up the line for Davila, and Davila went an inning and two-thirds. Allowed a hit, a run, it was earned as the pitch is driven down the right field line, but he has pulled it foul and out of play. He didn't walk a batter, and he struck one out, faced six, and there is more action out in the bullpen for the Senators, so Ivan Armstrong has probably done this afternoon as well. 1-2 pitch, it's fouled off straight back. Dante Williams waiting on deck. 5-8-1 for Erie, 2-4-1 for the Senators. Swing and a miss at a pitch down, and there is one out. Opening night is Tuesday night. Join us. Senators return to City Island for the first time this year. Get your tickets online at senatorsbaseball.com. Dante Williams 0-for-3. First offering to the left-handed batter is outside for a ball, 1-0. Top half of the eighth inning on this Sunday afternoon in Erie. The 1-0, and that's skied in the air to center field. Cruz started back, now comes on, and he makes the catch, 2 down. Two outs, and here is Yoandy Morales. Yo-Yo standing in. First offering is popped up the first base side foul territory, and making the catch is Chris Myers. And that ends the inning. Nothing across for the Senators at the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and it is 5-2 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Thank you.
Marquise Grissom Jr. is on to pitch here in the bottom of the eighth. So Ivan Armstrong goes in one-third of an inning and allows a hit. And the first pitch to Campos, the hitter, has popped up on the infield. And near the mound is Yo-Yo Morales to make the catch. And on one pitch, there is one out. And here is Chris Myers. In the ninth inning, and it will be against a new pitcher. Senators have De La Cruz, Wallace, and Stubbs, 4, 5, and 6. As Grissom delivers to Myers a strike, and it's 0-1. Erie with a run in the second, 3 in the fifth. The Senators with a single run in the sixth and a single run in the seventh. And Erie with a run in the seventh as the 1-0 pitch misses outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. There's a bouncer hit to second. Chest-high hop to JT Arruda. And a short toss to first in plenty of time, 2 down. Two down. And Jim Jarvis to the plate. He is 1 out of 3. Batting left-handed, and he takes a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0, a strike, and it's 1-1. 2 down at the bottom of the eighth on this Sunday afternoon. Swinging and a miss. That looked like an off-speed pitch off the outside part of the plate. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here's a soft line drive to first, caught by Morales, and that does it. We head to the ninth. And the Senators are down 5-2 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the ninth inning, Senators trail by a score of 5-2. And the new pitcher on the mound is Matt Merrill, a right-hander. This is officially a save opportunity. Carlos De La Cruz, Caden Wallace, and C.J. Stubbs for the Senators. The excitement of the ice and the thrill of the diamond come together on Hockey Night at FNB Field when the Senators host the Richmond Flying Squirrels on Saturday, May 10th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance receive a Senators hockey puck. For tickets to that ball game and any ball game, visit the Senators online at senatorsbaseball.com. So Merrill out there and De La Cruz at the plate. And the first pitch of the last of the ninth is a fastball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. One and oh. De La Cruz today 0-for-3. High towering fly ball into shallow right center field. It is the right fielder Campos who makes the catch, and there is one out.
Third baseman Keaton Wallace.
And here is Keaton Wallace. Wallace with a hit in three trips. He has also scored a run. First offering to Caden is inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. I'll have a look after the ball game and the postgame show. I'll have a look at the scoreboards from the minor leagues and the major leagues and the game still to be played today. As the 0-1 or the 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Senators had a pretty big shot in the seventh inning to really get back in the game. Had runners at first and third with a run in and one out, and JT Arruda just smoked a ground ball, but it was at the shortstop. So we have a pitch clock violation on Merrill, and it's two balls and a strike. That's the second violation called. The 2-1 is fouled off straight back. There was one called on Susana earlier in the game. Ninth pitcher of the game between the two teams. You'd think in the cold weather the game would move along more quickly, but it tends not to. Just hard for everybody to get loose and keep their mind in it. The 2-2 pitch bounces in, and it's a full count 3-2 with one out here in the ninth inning. Three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 is fouled off straight back. One final plug for our City Island Baseball show. Tomorrow night at 6, right here on 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. And also on ESPN Sports Radio Harrisburg. The 3-2, and that's fouled off again. A nice at-bat here by Wallace. Three balls and two strikes with one out. And another 3-2. And that one is hit down the left field line, but he has pulled it foul. That bangs off the wall down the left field line. CJ Stubbs waiting on deck. The Senators down by three, looking for something to get them going here. Another 3-2, and that's ball four. Nice at-bat for Caden Wallace as he draws a one-out walk, and now here is C.J. Stubbs. He's walked twice today and has bounced out to third base. One out and one on. The Senators need another base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. The pitch to Stubbs is a fastball in for a strike. The count is 0-1. Not much of a lead at first by Wallace. Infield looking for two. The 0-1 is a breaking ball that is wide. One ball and one strike. The set and the 1-1 is a ground ball to short. This could be two. They go to second. There's one. The relay to first. It is a game ending 6-4-3 double play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left after the walk and the double play. And the Senators are swept in Erie, falling today by a final score of 5-2. So they'll head home looking for their first win in the 2025 season on Tuesday night as the twice defending Eastern League champions flex their muscle in the first three games of the series, and they have swept the Senators at home. Stay tuned. I'll be back with the postgame show next on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Well, the Senators fall this afternoon by a final score of 5-2 here at UPMC Park, and in doing so, they are swept by the Erie Seawolves. So the Seawolves 3-0, the Senators 0-3. More on this game, including the final totals, here in just a moment. But let's take a look at what else is happening throughout baseball, and we'll start in the big leagues, where the Nationals are in the top half of the ninth inning, and they are leading the Diamondbacks 5-4 as they look for the series win, and a win that would make them 3-6. In the bottom of the ninth inning in Pittsburgh, the Yankees and the Pirates are 4-4, so the Pirates needing just a run to win that ball game. The White Sox are leading the Tigers 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning in Detroit. The Tigers have the bases loaded and one out. At the end of eight in the first of two, the Cardinals are leading the Red Sox 4-2. Now they have another game to come in about 3 hours, as they are the Sunday night game this evening on ESPN. The Phillies are leading the Dodgers 8-7. That game is in the middle of the eighth inning. 8-7, the Phillies over the Dodgers. In the top half of the eighth inning in Kansas City, the Royals leading the Orioles 4-1. The Brewers 7-1 over the Reds in the seventh inning in Milwaukee. The Rays and the Rangers are 1-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning in Texas down in Arlington. The Twins leading the Astros 7-4 in the sixth inning in Minnesota. 7-6, the Cubs over the Padres in the fifth inning in Chicago. Colorado is leading the Athletics 6-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning in Colorado. The Mariners are leading the Giants 1-0 as that game has moved to the bottom of the first inning. The Guardians have scored a run in the first, and they lead the Angels 1-0 as that game goes to the bottom of the first. The Mets hung on and beat the Blue Jays 2-1 in New York today. The Marlins and the Braves postponed. The Cardinals and the Red Sox coming up later on. In the Eastern League, Akron is leading Richmond 5-4 in the ninth inning in Richmond. It is Reading 1-0 over Portland in the bottom of the fourth inning in Reading. New Hampshire beat Binghamton 1-0, and then game two was postponed. So the first game of a doubleheader, and New Hampshire won 1-0, and then the second game postponed. Altoona beat Chesapeake 2-1. Hartford beat Somerset 16-5. Here are the final totals. It was 5 runs on 8 hits and an error for Erie, and they stranded 6 runners on base. The Senators, 2 runs on 4 hits and an error, and they left 4 on the base pass. The winner was Austin Bergner, 1-0. The loser, Jarlin Susana, 0-1. It took 2 hours and 33 minutes, and it was in front of 558 people here in Erie. Well, the Seawolves took a 1-0 lead on top prospect in the top pitching prospect in the Nationals organization in the second inning. A single, 2 strikeouts, and then a hit batter followed by a single and a walk, and Erie had a run. It stayed that way until the fifth inning with Todd Peterson on the mound. Peterson allowed a couple of hits, but then a fly ball, then a single to load the bases. A fielder's choice spot brought in a run, a walk, and then a 2-run single. And it was a 3-run inning for Erie to make it 4-0. In the top half of the sixth inning, the Senators got one of those runs back with JT Arruda at the plate. Four to one. But then in the seventh inning, it looked like the Senators might get a lot closer. There was a single, walk, a ground out, and with runners on base, that brought up Cortland Lawson. Well, unfortunately for the Senators, JT Arruda followed, and he smoked a ground ball, but it was right at the shortstop, Jarvis, and he turned it into an inning-ending double play. Erie scored a run in the bottom of the seventh inning with 2 outs, and that wrapped up the scoring. For the Senators today, Jarlin Susana started, went 4 innings, struck out 7, walked 2, allowed 3 hits and a run. Then Todd Peterson, an inning, faced 7 batters, allowed 3 hits, 3 runs, they were earned, 2 walks. Then Garrett Davila pitched, went an inning and two-thirds, faced six batters, allowed a hit and a run, and he also struck out a batter. Ivan Armstrong faced two batters in one-third of inning and allowed a hit, and then Marquise Grissom Jr. pitched a 1-2-3 ninth inning. So five pitchers this afternoon for the Senators. Offensively, JT Arruda with a home run and Cade Wallace with a base hit. Daylan Lyle, the first multi-hit game for the Senators, as he had two hits in this one. So the Senators fall this afternoon by a final score of 5-2. They'll head home. We'll be on the air with Frankie Vernowski on Tuesday at 6:15. Don't forget our radio show, the City Island Baseball Show, tomorrow at 6 right here on ESPN Radio, 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. For Torrey Gates back in the studio, I'm Terry Byram, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow night and then on Tuesday. So from Erie, good afternoon, everyone. You've been listening to Harrisburg Senators Baseball on ESPN Radio, 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.